Father, we thank you once again for a time like this. We thank you for protection. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for the ever efficacious blood of Jesus. We thank you for preserving us to see this very last day of this month. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. As many as are gathered in this service, Father, lay your hands upon their lives in the name of Jesus. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. There are plenty of prayers to pray here this morning. As we continue in our series, Who Am I? And like I've been encouraging you for weeks now, this early part of this year, it's time to really pray these prayers. Who am I? Show me the secrets of my life. Show me beneficial secrets about my life. Show my house to my house. Show me to me. Show me beneficial secrets about my childhood that will help my future. And therefore, there is going to be plenty of praying in a few minutes now. And I'd like you to pray from your heart, because it's quite a very, very serious matter. I want to read two scriptures very quickly before we start those prayers. We read the first one last week, Psalm 58, verse 3. We read Psalm 58, verse 3 last week. Psalm 58, verse 3. So the wicked are estranged from the womb. Estranged from the womb. Meaning that somebody can become evil right from the womb. Somebody can become good right from the womb too. So the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born. Speaking lies. Likewise, like we read about Jeremiah, say, I've ordained thee from the womb. I anointed you from the womb. So from the womb too, a child can be anointed, a child can be blessed, a child can be a prophet right from the womb. The two extremes are possible. In Isaiah chapter 48, verse 8, I see some people here this morning that the prayers they are going to pray here this morning will mark the beginning of their unending laughter. Isaiah 48, 8. So, yeah. Thou hadest not. Yea, thou knowest not. Yea, from that time that thine ear was not open, for I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously. And listen to this, and was called a transgressor from the womb. They called him a transgressor from the womb. I've been receiving tons and tons of letters, both from Nigeria, outside Nigeria, since we began to look at who am I? Who am I? A sister said she prayed. So she couldn't understand how her life was going. Everything was upside down. Work problem. Marriage problem. She now took time and began to pray this prayer. Oh God, arise. Show me the secrets of my life. Oh God, arise. Show me the secrets of my life. She had the last Sunday message of problems that could be traced right from the womb. She slept, and a man came to her, dressed all in white, tall, and said, "You want to know why you're having trouble?" Say yes. Say yes. I'm telling you now because you asked. You asked. If you didn't ask, you won't get any answer. He asks her again, "Do you want to know why you're in trouble?" Say yes. Then the angel, must be an angel of God, told her, "You are a bastard." And said it 3 times. "You are a bastard. You are a bastard. You are a bastard." And it cleared. She couldn't sleep. Next morning, she ran to her mother. Said, "Mommy, you know things are not going well. I prayed. This is what I had." She said, to her surprise, "Mommy just bowed down the head." Say, "Mommy, what's the matter?" Say, "Well, it is true. Myself and your father, we quarreled. So I packed out of the house. When I packed out of the house, I had 3 men friends. And that she was sleeping with all the 3 of them. But then the family now got together. They settled the quarrel. They brought her back home, not knowing that she was already 1 month pregnant. So she couldn't tell which of those 3 men was the father. But certainly the person that she's bearing the surname was not the father. And this is a serious problem that she has discovered at the age of 37. I'm praying for somebody here. The secret that will move you forward. The secret that will turn your destiny around. The secret that will catapult your destiny to the next level. The God of Elijah shall arise and reveal them to you in the name of Jesus. That's the first one. If I keep reading these letters, you'll be here till next week. Daughters in the family. The first one brought in somebody who wanted to marry her. A week to that marriage, the man ran mad. And then the lady too ran mad and died. Second daughter brought somebody home that she wanted to marry. The day of the wedding, the man did not show up. Second daughter ran mad and died. Remaining one daughter. This one brought somebody home to marry her. Then she noticed that the parents broke down and cried. And they told the man, why do you want to marry this lady? Why do you want to marry this lady? You can't marry the lady." And they chased the man away. That was the experience. She now started praying. Unfortunately, the father had covenanted all the three girls in an evil covenant to increase his wealth. And that covenant is that they can't marry. If they marry, they die. I'm praying for somebody here. Any hidden covenant you don't know about, but it's pursuing your life, I command that evil covenant to be broken in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Let your amen roar like thunder. And a sevenfold amen. And several years ago, I shared this one. Talking about 20 years ago. This man, looking so well. When people see him, they believe he's very rich. In the place of work, not knowing that he had no money in his pocket. People will beg him for money because of the way he looks. He looks very well. Looks wealthy, looks well fed, but was suffering. It was this prayer too he prayed. Oh God, arise. Show me the secrets of my life. And he had a voice. Go and check your praise name. In Yoruba land, they have some praise names they give to people. A sort of poetry that they read about people. See, your praise name. He's been hearing it for years, but he never sat down to think about it. So, he looked at it again, read it again. Now got a place that was written in Yoruba. Omo ajopo iyamaru. He is getting fat, he's looking comfortable, but he's suffering. That's what they wrote down for him. So he's looking prosperous, but he's suffering. I pray once again that every hidden covenant assigned to truncate your destiny shall collapse today in the name of Jesus. Another sevenfold amen. Another sevenfold amen. And then last week here, we began to look at what happens to the baby in the womb and the effect of what happens to them into a person's real life. This is what will propel us to these prayers now, which if you love your destiny well, I want to recommend that you pray it like a man or woman from another world. And sisters really need to pray hard today, because the devil and his demons, they have more than a common interest in women. The devil hates women with perfect hatred. The devil can go to any imaginable extent to carry out evil against women. Right from the Garden of Eden, the devil began to target the woman. And in the plan of redemption that God put down, it was the seed of the woman and not the man that was to bruise the serpent's head. The seed of the woman. So women give Satan nightmares. So Satan's agenda for women is to totally destroy them. So it's a tragedy when a woman is befriending the devil. Get yourself ready now. Rise to your feet. And these prayers, we don't have too long a time to pray them. But the important thing is to pray them from your heart before we go home. It's important we pray them at this level before we go home. Say, my Father, walk back to my childhood and deliver my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Somebody is breaking through with this prayer already. Walk back to my childhood and deliver my life. Name we pray. That is the first one, and things are already happening. Shout this with a loud cry. Blood of Jesus, arise in your cleansing power. Wash my roots in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise in your cleansing power and wash my roots. Something is happening here. Continue, continue, continue. That woman over there, pray, 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 pray. Then we pray. Can you shout this loud and clear? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Walk back into my childhood. Correct my foundation. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Something is going on, something is happening there. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your hand on your stomach now. Anything can happen, don't worry. Just pray from your heart, concentrate. Every effect of anything I've swallowed or eaten as a child. Can you say it again? Every evil effect of anything I've eaten or swallowed as a child. Can I hear the sister shouting that? Sisters, let your voice roar like fire. Brothers, can I hear you roaring like thunder? God! In the name of Jesus, lay your hand on your stomach as you pray that prayer. Receive the fire, receive the fire, receive the fire, receive the fire, receive the fire. Yes, yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. Jesus. Jesus. Continue, continue, continue. Open your mouth and continue. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep your hand on your stomach as things are happening now. Yes. Anything you have been fed with when you were a child and is currently working against your future, I said them a bless. 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 In the name of Jesus. You can't hide. You can't hide. You can't hide. You can't hide. Yes. Say, any seed of wickedness. Can you shout with only hatred? Planted in my childhood. Can I hear you shouting this loud? Holy Ghost fire, destroy them in the name of Jesus. Destroy them. Louder, 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 louder. Yes, the seed of wickedness. We are uprooted, 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 we are uprooted. In Jesus' name we pray. Powers planted in my childhood to trouble my future. Can you shout it loud? Death! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Planted in my childhood to trouble my future. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now. As the mighty angels of God are moving within. Father, let your power begin to move now from person to person to uproot any plantation troubling the future of anyone. Thou power of God, move, move, move. Yes. Be released. Be released. This next prayer requires violence and serious aggression. Any dark covenant with my place of birth, in the name of Jesus. Break it, break it, break it, break it. Open that mouth, open that mouth. That's why you are here. Something must happen. In Jesus' name we pray. Poison of darkness. In my foundation. Dry up. Die. In the name of Jesus. Dry up the poison. Name we pray. Three more prayers. And the Lord said, I should tell you that as many as will pray these three prayers after the order of blind Bartimaeus shall surely receive breakthroughs. For it says, in the day that I cry, then shall my enemies turn back. Powers! Fighting me from my childhood days. Your time is up. Die. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Powers fighting me from my childhood days. Your time is up. Open your mouth. Thou power of God. In the name of Jesus. Move. Yes. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. That's good. See what is happening now. Sister, see what is happening. Something is running out of your body right there where you are. Handwriting of the wicked. Polluting my childhood. Can you shout it with hatred? Blood of Jesus! Wipe them away! In the name of Jesus, handwriting of the wicked, polluting my childhood, blood of Jesus, wipe them away, wipe them away, wipe them away. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the final one. Powers that fought the childhood of my parents. And you are now fighting me. Can I hear the sister shouting it? Okay, sisters, shout this like, shout it like this. Powers that fought the childhood of my mother, and they are now fighting me. Die. Sisters, are you ready? It's only the sisters I want to pray now. Only sisters, you pray now. Powers that fought the childhood of my mother, and is now fighting me. Sisters, open your mouth and begin to pray. Bapakataria Likaya Boshenderaba. sign, today is today. Don't negotiate. Don't worry whether your mother is dead or alive. Just pray the prayers. Amen. Brothers, it is your turn. Powers that fought the childhood of my father and is now fighting me. Dad! Brothers, open your mouth and pray. Jesus' name we pray. Now both brothers and sisters will now pray with fire, with thunder like this. Pass! Therefore the childhood of my parents, and you are now fighting me. Your time is up. Death! In the name of Jesus. Continue, 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 continue. This is why Jesus brought you here. Bakapota sete la kaya bo shende rabo, bokatende kaya bo shanteri bokotwa. In Jesus' name we pray. A time for the man. Silence now. Don't say anything. Yes. You thought you could hide, but the Holy Ghost has exposed you in your hiding place. Yes. That thing that the witch doctors gave to your mother to swallow while she was pregnant of you, and it's now affecting you. Something is happening right there where you are. The meat, the evil meat that your mother ate, is now troubling you. See what is happening. Fire is coming from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Have you seen? Let's continue a little bit for that. You will recall that last week I began to explain to you that both medical and spiritual studies have shown that a baby in the womb can hear what we're saying. Actually, from 6 to 8 weeks, the brain, the computer of that baby begins to record things. I explained to you last week that unborn babies can hear, they can feel, they can learn in the womb. And that terrible experiences that are happening, that period is recorded and it can affect them. And that last week I began to explain to you the symptoms and the consequences of when a child is not wanted but born. when the child is conceived out of wedlock, when the parents are facing bad time financially, when the parents are too young to marry but they go ahead and did it anyway. I began to explain to you the consequences, what happens. So part of deep deliverance is to walk back to the womb and come back again. I also explained last week what happens to a child when the parents don't want the sex of that child. The parents wanted a male, they got a female, or they wanted a female, they got a male. There are other injuries that can happen in the womb that will be affecting the life of the person. Unfortunately, the words of scriptures have come to pass again. My people perish for lack of knowledge. You just don't know. And Jesus said, you shall know the truth. It's the truth that you know that shall set you free. Truth is very powerful, but truth is useless to you when you don't know it. When a child follows other conceptions that were lost, it can affect the child. That child can be born with this fear of death. That child may start to lack confidence. The child will become over serious, always trying to overachieve. That is the consequence you can notice. When a mother has inordinate fear of delivery, who's afraid of delivery, when that child is born, he could have fear, insecurity. That child, if the child is a female, may also have fear of childbirth. When there is fighting in the home during pregnancy, that child may be born being nervous, with fear, feeling guilty, becoming asthmatic. When a child is born, but before that child is born, the father dies. Or the father leaves. Experience has shown that some children are always having the feeling of being guilty. They have deep-rooted anger. They sometimes get very depressed. They sometimes get very, very rebellious. These are things that happen to people. And when you don't take it back to where it starts from, you will pray and pray and pray, it will be surface prayer. Maybe the mother loses a loved one while she's pregnant. And therefore, the mother is consumed with grief. If the mother does not shake herself out of that grief, when that child is born, the child may be experiencing deep sadness, a melancholic spirit, depression, having the wish to die, fear of death, loneliness. All these things have effect. When a person's pregnancy is sustained by dark powers, a woman was miscarrying the pregnancy and so they did some magic or whatever to keep the child in place. The child will be born all right, or maybe born all right, but that child will suffer constant spiritual attacks from the forces that kept the child at that time. When a child is born after repeated attempts to abort that child, the child refuses to be aborted and is born. The child grows up being aggressive and having terrible anger and hatred for any form of opposition. If the mother during pregnancy was smoking and drinking, the child will be born with severe anxiety problems. Mother consumes alcohol, because more than the chemical effects, the baby will absorb those things into the body and cause serious problem to that child when that child grows up. The child may now be born and become a drunkard and find it so difficult to break away from alcoholism. Break away from alcoholism. I read the story of a child that was born, and that baby cried endlessly. Doctors could not know what was wrong with the baby. Until somebody knew that woman, that woman was a drunkard. Can we try something? It's crazy, but let us try it. Put a drop of alcohol in the mouth of this baby. They put a drop of alcohol in the mouth of this baby, and the baby smiled and stopped crying. So the baby has been getting dosed with alcohol in the womb. She's out now. The baby is out, but can't find the alcohol anymore. Started crying. Sometimes when delivery is very painful, or it's a breech delivery, the child may have problem with learning and anger. When a child is born with a cord around the neck, the child may be born having speech problems, may be born talking to anybody anyhow. It could even be behaving like a criminal. Plenty of antisocial behaviors because of that cord that was around the neck. All the conception out of wedlock is always full with troubles and is something that should be avoided at all costs. When somebody conceived in anger, the person is conceived in anger or rape, when that child is born, there will be fear of abandonment. There may be sexual perversion in the life of that child. These are points that we need to understand. When a child comes at the wrong time in the parent's life, that child may grow up having marital difficulties, poverty, and all kinds of inconveniences. When a child is abandoned by both parents, they abandon the child. Child will be a child of poverty and will have deep sense of loneliness. When a child is not wanted at all, but born anyway, there will be rebellion, identity crisis, and always quarreling and fighting with people. These are examples of what happens. And this is why we're praying that the Lord Jesus will walk back into the womb and cause great deliverance to happen. It's time to pray too that the Lord Jesus should show us beneficial womb secrets that will move our lives to the next level. So, behold, I've ordained you as a prophet in the womb. So, before you were formed, I knew thee. I ordained you inside that womb as a prophet of the nations. The Bible says of John the Baptist, he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. So things happen in the womb that affect people's real life. And this is why we are praying these secret revealing prayers. I want to encourage you to continue the prayers. And if you do have revelation, you don't understand, write like some people have been writing. And I've been explaining to them what it meant. All kinds of revelation people are having now. And they are giving people mighty breakthroughs. Rise to your feet now. And all eyes closed. In case you are here, you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, you have that opportunity now. By saying what I'm going to say after me, why raising up your right hand? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that short prayer with me, the ushers and counselors will get across to you. Or you can take our numbers from the screen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right there where you are, with a loud voice, sing this song loud and clear. Sing it from the bottom of your heart. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. Sing it loud and clear.
The blood of Jesus. I plead the blood, the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood.
Has delivered me, has delivered me, has delivered me. The blood of Jesus has delivered me, has delivered me. Oh, it delivered. Sing it loud and clear.
The blood of Jesus has delivered me,
has delivered me,
has delivered me. The blood of Jesus has delivered me, has delivered me. Oh,
raise up your two hands to the heavenlies now and shout these strange prayers loud and clear. Even if you don't understand the prayers, shout it loud and clear. Pass! Using the graveyard to imprison my destiny. Can you shout it loud? You are alive, dead, in the name of Jesus. This is a destiny changing prayers. Makatende lakaya boshenda. In Jesus' name we pray. Sing this song loud and clear before we go to our final session of prayers. Sing it from the bottom of your heart. Thank you, Jesus.
My God, who created by His sent you unto me, O Lord, I give all my life. The God who created by His sent you unto me, O Lord, I give
deserves all my praise.
Who deserves all my praise? But my heavenly Father, who on earth can truly say all my praise?
Hallelujah. Three prayers with violence and with power as you enter into the third month. The prayers to enter into this third month. Powers of the wicked, waiting to disgrace me at the junction of breakthrough. Can I hear you shouting that? You are alive there in the name of Jesus. Don't negotiate. Thank you, Jesus. Name we pray. It's a powers that snatched the garment of glory of my parents. You cannot snatch my glory. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Name we pray. Strange powers performing strange things against me. Your time is up. Strange powers performing strange things against me. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Strength powers performing strange things against me. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for this morning's gathering. And we thank you for your people that are brought here to bless them. I decree by the decree of heavens upon your life like this. You shall continue to be the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus. As you go into this third month, you shall prosper by fire. If you need one helper, 10 helpers will come. Everywhere you go, your terror shall be on your enemies in the name of Jesus. You shall arise and shine. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Makes his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. You shall go from strength to strength. And from glory to glory. The womb of this coming month shall bring signs and wonders for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And let us share the grace and fellowship. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Yeah. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of our life. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Several miracles receiving, hallelujah, let's go.